Hello, hello. It's Paula Middleton from Manchester in the UK. I hope you are well. I thought I would come and say hi and have a little bit of a chat with you on our podcast channel. It's quite a new channel, so I would really, really appreciate if you were to follow, like, and share this channel. We've got lots of value to add and to share, and it's all part of our huge community that is growing by the moment. It's Dragonfly Voyages, and we do lots and lots of different live content. So we're on Facebook, and we'll shortly be on Instagram. Most of us are on LinkedIn, and we're doing lots of different things really about empowerment. We have a coffee morning, 11s is at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. We have a power up conversation with a couple of our amazing community on a Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. We have calls on a Tuesday and a Thursday about the business that most of us are a part of. And if you ever want to know more about that, please get in touch, comment below, ask anyone that shares this with you, because there's lots going on within our community at the moment. And what I find with a lot of people that join us in our community is that they feel empowered, they feel able and ready to do things that are out of their comfort zone. And this is partly what I want to talk about today, and that is perfection. Does perfection exist? Now, for me, I always thought that I had to be perfect at the things that I'm doing. And for me personally, from a young age, if I've ever done a project, I have give it my all, and I will give my 100% to any project that I might be working on. And if I'm not able to give 100%, then I won't start that project. So that's how I feel, the way that I've been brought up, or whatever it may be. It's a good work ethic to have. However, what I found in recent years is if you're waiting for perfection, you can be waiting a very long time. Now, I'm a mother of four. And everybody says, when you're considering starting a family, everybody kind of says, well, is it a good time? Are you earning enough money? Is the house you're living in big enough? What about your job prospects? Will it stop you from, and I mean, I know it shouldn't do that. I know it shouldn't happen when we're sort of thinking about how things work within society. Being realistic, there are certain things that can happen when you have children and you've not got the flexibility. So people ask questions like that. And for me, there was never a perfect time to have children. I had my first child my very first child was a stillborn baby, and it was a tough time. But then my child after that, he was born in 2007. And I was working. I wasn't particularly fond of my job. And I actually walked out of that job and found a new one. But because I wasn't working, I felt pressured to go back to work after 5 months. And I put him straight into childcare, which is not something that I wanted to do. It broke my heart. But I did it because it was never a perfect time to have a child. But there isn't a perfect time to have a child. So I've got four children. So if we fast forward another 16 months, I had another child. That was not a perfect time either. But I love my children. And I decided, my husband and I decided that, you know, there's never going to be a perfect time. So we'll go with it. There's a bit of a gap then, 7 years gap between the other two that I've got. So it's like I started again. And again, although I was in a very different position and I was in a job that I sort of enjoyed, I was in the corporate world, I was on a good income, and as my husband was, and, you know, it's what we did. We had a third child And then we had our fourth a couple of years later. But it still wasn't perfect. And this is what I want to talk about today. Is perfection a real thing? Is it actually ever going to be perfect? Now, we've been through such a tough time the past few months all over the world. Everybody has been through so much stuff, and there's been lockdowns, there's been all sorts happening in the world. There's been people that have passed away from this virus, and it is heartbreaking. And people are probably going about their business these days and being very thankful for the things that they have in their lives. Because so much has happened in the past few months that it has caused a lot of people to think, you know, I was quite lucky, you know, I'm a lucky person. I'm grateful that I've come through all of this tragedy relatively unscathed. Some people, of course, have lost loved ones. I have a family member that passed away because of this virus, and I know others that have as well, and it is heartbreaking. But it has caused most people in any society to think and really sort of evaluate what they actually have. And I'm just hoping that as things go forward, people will realise what they've got and will be more grateful and less wanting of perfection. Because I don't think perfection exists. I don't think it is something. I don't think life can be perfect. However, I think inside ourselves, when we think about perfection, it's all relative to what we have around us. And that's the whole point of why I'm talking about this. Because when I had four children, each time I wasn't on a huge wage. We're not in the top earners. And when I first started having children, we were never in sort of the top earners in the whole country. You know, that's not where we were. However, I knew that we could provide enough for our children. And so for me, although I did have relatives that kind of disagreed with me at the time, can you afford a child? Probably not. But will I make that happen? Of course. I knew that as a family, for each of these children, as a family, we could provide for them everything that they could possibly need. And it's turned out, of course, it was the perfect time, because I knew myself that there was love in abundance in our home. And the practical side of things, you find a way to manage. Now, there are people out there that don't necessarily manage, and they have maybe need to go to food banks. I've been there, and it's hard. There are maybe people out there that are relying on things like this and donations and charity shops. I've been there, and I'll be honest, I still shop in charity shops because I don't think that there's anything wrong with that recycling. It's a perfect, we talk about perfection, it's a perfect way to reuse the things that other people have already had. And it's a perfect way to help save our environment. There's so much going on in the environment right now. And we're such a take it. Our society, I believe, is quite a consumerist, is that a word? Consumist, consuming so much. Our societies all over the world are consuming so much that we need to think of ways to give back. Charity shops are perfect for that. But there are people that do that because they have no choice. And I think being aware of that, it's easy for me to jump on here and have a chat about XYZ perfection, it doesn't exist. It does exist. It's all within us. It's however you want to interpret perfection. It's easy for me to chat in this way. I've got Wi-Fi. I wouldn't be able to do this podcast without it. I've got a house to live in. I wouldn't be able to bring up 4 children if I didn't. I've got all the things that I could possibly need. And I think when we evaluate what it is that we do need, especially reflecting on the past few months where we've maybe gone without some of the things, we've been okay. We've been able to come through that. So, bit of a deep and meaningful one. It wasn't intended to be, but I feel really strongly about the fact that perfection is a myth, in my opinion. Perfection is relative, and perfection is something that we choose to see or feel. And that doesn't mean that you'll have a perfect house or a perfect... I mean, who decides what's perfect? If it's perfect for you, it's right. Does that make sense? If you're getting value from this podcast, please like, follow, share, do your thing. Leave us some comments below. Tell us what your thoughts are as well. I love a good discussion. Just a brief one today, but I would like to say thank you. Thank you so much. I am grateful for everything that I have. If you are struggling right now, please get in touch as well. There are so many different avenues you can walk down to get you out of tricky situations and difficult life situations. So if you're feeling overwhelmed right now, please get in touch. But perfection is always relative to how you feel about the world around you. And don't be scared to be happy with what you have, because it's all good. It's all good. So take care. Have a lovely day. Thank you for listening. Bye.